From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation promises changes following a review by the Justice Department's Inspector General. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The Justice Department's Inspector General delivered a stinging rebuke to former FBI Director James Comey, saying he was insubordinate in his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation in the final months of the 2016 campaign. The man who replaced Comey, Christopher Wray, says the Bureau also has to make changes.
Number one, the importance of trying to make sure that we avoid even the appearance of bias in all of our work, that objectivity and the appearance of objectivity matters.
Wray says while there were errors in judgment, the IG also found no evidence of political bias or improper consideration actually impacting the investigations under review. Tim McGuire, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is due to unveil revisions to a tariff list targeting $50 billion worth of Chinese goods Friday. China vowed to strike back quickly. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang spoke at a news briefing on Friday. He said if the United States takes unilateral protectionist measures harming China's interest, we will quickly react and take necessary steps to resolutely protect our fair, legitimate rights. Several rounds of negotiations between the U.S. and Beijing have failed to resolve U.S. complaints. Hong Kong stocks fell on Friday and posted their biggest weekly drop in 2.5 months as Washington looked set to unveil its tariff list targeting China goods, putting investors on edge. This is VOA News. Yemen's rebel chief urged his forces to fight on against pro-government troops, pressing a Saudi-backed offensive to retake the key aid hub of Hodeidah, as the UN called for the Red Sea port to be kept open. Heavy fighting left 39 people dead on Thursday, a day after the Saudi-led coalition launched an assault to recapture the city controlled by the Iran-allied Houthi rebels. Military sources said coalition gunships pounded rebel positions as fighting raged several kilometers from the Hodeidah airport south of the city. An American drone strike has targeted and killed the leader of the Pakistani Taliban. According to a U.S. military official and local intelligence source, the strike happened in an eastern border province of Afghanistan. The U.S. official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, said the strike late Wednesday targeted Mullah Fazlullah, the fugitive chief of the outlawed Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan.
You're not alone.
Activists across the United States organized a day of protest against a policy separating migrant parents from their children at the border. House Speaker Paul Ryan has drafted an immigration bill that would end the family separations as the U.S. plans to reopen a tent shelter to house migrant children. Ryan says he opposes the separation of undocumented immigrant families at U.S. borders.
We don't want kids to be separated from their parents. What's happening at the border and the separation of parents and their children is because of a court ruling. That's why I think legislation is necessary.
Under the recently announced zero-tolerance policy of the Trump administration, children and parents who cross the border together are separated. That is because the adult is at least temporarily placed in a detention facility, while current law says children have to be placed in a less restrictive setting. Oxfam says French border police are mistreating migrant children who are seeking to enter France from Italy, sending them back to Italy in violation of French and the European Union law. Some children even had the soles of their shoes cut off before being sent back to Italy. That's according to an Oxfam staff member in a report that was just recently released. French President Emmanuel Macron and new Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte are meeting on Friday amid tensions between the two countries about migrants. Greek lawmakers debated for a second day Friday a no-confidence motion against the government over its tentative agreement to end a decades-old dispute with neighboring Macedonia over its name. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.